Quick thought from the Haftorah of yesterday, Parshas HaChodesh. It's a difficult Haftorah. It talks about karbanos that were brought, that will be brought for the Chanukah Shmais HaShlishi by the Nasi, and it goes through all kinds of karbanos that are very unfamiliar, that don't seem to match anything that we find in Chumash that would correspond to the particular days. It starts on Pesach, starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, rather, and then it continues for many other days. Then there's a lot of discussion about this in the Gemara about it, the Mishonim, the Mefarshim. It's called Miluyim. Just like we know, there was a Miluyim that was done to dedicate as part of the dedication of the Mishkan. So it was, we know, with Shlomo HaMelech for the first Beis HaMikdash, and also the Anshei Knesset Gedolah when they came to Mechanech the second Beis HaMikdash. And we also have it over here described in Yecheskel. So I just want to quote a Radak. The Radak in the very beginning of the Haftorah, that Pasuk states, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, starts off by talking about a carbon brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which of course corresponds to the day that we're mentioning in the Maftir reading, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of right before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we also actually had it in the parsha itself, Bekudei, that's the year later, when they would dedicate the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. And here again in the Haftorah. So the Pasuk says, Kom HaShem Elokim B'Rishon B'Achod L'Chodesh, Tikach Par Ben Bokar Tamim V'Chitesas HaMikdash, and it goes on to describe how he's going to take the dam of the Chatas and put it where he's to put it. And it goes on to say to do other things as the month continues, and then you have the 14th, which is the day of Karban Pesach, and more and more. So the Radak has the following interesting comment about the Inyan of Chodesh Nisan in general. As we know, it's considered the Chodesh HaGeula. We're waiting, anticipating for the Geula, and we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan coming up in a few days. And here we have the waning days of Chodesh Adar. So how are we supposed to think about the approach of Chodesh Nisan when we're holding soon by Chodesh Nisan, but it hasn't quite entered yet? So this is a very interesting Radak from that perspective. It says the Radak in this pasuk, Ko Amar Hashem, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Barishon Bechod LaChodesh, and so on, Tikach Par Ben Bokar Tamim. Barishon Zeu Chodesh Nisan, Shehu Chodesh HaGeula, Shebo Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Ubo Asidim Lihigoyel LaAsid. That's one of the opinions of the Tanoim. Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidim Lihigoyel. So now says the pasuk, Be'echad LaChodesh Yachnechu Es HaMizbeach B'Karbanos. Kemosh Amar L'Mala. I should also mention, we talk about the Miluyim that preceded Rosh Chodesh Nisan by the Mishkan. It was also the 12 days of Chanukah HaMizbeach that we have the Nesim bringing. We read this on Chanukah Kriyas HaTorah, and some have a minute to read it also without a bracha during the days of Nisan themselves, that we start off Nachshon Ben Amidandav on the first day and so on for 12 days in a row. So he has the Chanukah HaMizbeach there as well. So it says here, Be'echad L'Chodesh, Yachnuchu HaMizbeach B'Karbonus, Moshe Amar Mal, V'Amar Karbon HaKohanim She'akrivu Par, V'Shana Oso Heina, repeats it again here, V'Hashkim Ha'inyin, V'Lom Be'ezo Yom Yasuhu. V'Zeh HaPosuk, Raya L'Divri L'Rabbi Yeshua, She'ben Nisim Masidim L'Goyer. It follows consistently with Yehuda, Yeshua's opinion. She'im Tia HaGe'ula B'Tishrei, if we would say the Ge'ula is in Tishrei, Eich Yanichu Milahakri B'Mizbech HaNisan V'Acharav, why wait another 6 months till Nisan? U'mechate Elav, Mechapes HaMizbech. Now, what does it mean, B'Nisan Asidim L'Higa'el? What exactly does it mean in terms of the process of the Ge'ula? Rosh Chodesh Nisan enters, and next thing you know, Mashiach arrives, and next thing you know, the Beis HaMikdash is built. Like, exactly how does that happen in Nisan? So the Radak adds a little bit here. U'mashom Nisan Sili Goya lo sheyetzu me'agolos b'Nisan. It's not that we're leaving Golos in Nisan. Ela kodem Nisan yetzu v'yalu. So we still have a few days to this. We can go out of Golos before Nisan. Ad shebe'echad b'Nisan yiyah binyan habayis nishlam. So in Echad b'Nisan, the ready to be some mikdash is all, according to one opinion, Rashi and Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, it's going to come down already, all built. So it will have come down already, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yachnuchu HaMizbeach Be'echad B'Nisan. The Chayin Asu B'Mishkan Be'echad B'Nisan Heichel Aaron Lavad B'Mizbeach. We know Yom HaShmini was when Aaron began to serve as Kohen Gadol. Ela Shekad Mulo, these are the days that we are in right now, Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim Sheshimish B'Hemoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol, as it were. He was doing the one, the avodah of the Kohen for the 7 days. Aaron Ubanav would be stationed at Pesach El Moed and partake of the Karbanos and be samech their hands and so on, as described in Parshas Tzav and Parshas Tzavah. But Moshe was the Kohen Gadol. The Efshir Gam Kohen Heino, Kimash Yisachar L'malo Yir Shivas Yimei Amiluyim. So maybe what you have earlier was the preparatory days. Yom HaShemini, there'll be again the Yom HaShemini year, Echad B'Nisan year Zar Karban Sh'amar Ata, the Gam B'Oseyom Yazu, as it says here, Mizbeach V'Pino Sazar. So this is a very interesting Radak. You see more here as well if you read on. But the idea that we think about B'Nisan Sidon Ligoyal, here we should be thinking about Ge'ula now. We don't wait for Nisan and then suddenly the process begins. The process already is happening, whether we see it or not. But then, by Echad B'Nisan, there will be everything ready in place to be able to go forward from there. He wrote Sonship B'Nisan, and said, "We got it."